to applaud Mr. Kaya Moyo, the national chairman of ZANU-PF, that he has realized it is too late, but it's never late. He has accepted that there has been a disparity between languages, particularly in Matabeleland. He has acknowledged that poor results are because of language barriers. It's unfortunate that this has taken 34 years to be seen and implemented. We have 16 official languages in this country, according to our constitution, but it would appear the powers that be have no political will to implement the people's wish to the constitution.
Mr. Maduma, working on the ground, can you explain to our listeners what exactly it means when some of these teachers are deployed and are unable to speak the local languages?
It's a very serious issue that needs to be attended to. You know, you've heard the term that Matabeleland, particularly Matabeleland South, is called the Rainbow Province of Zimbabwe. The rainbow of Matabeleland South means that out of the 16 official languages that are in the constitution, 7 of them are spoken in Matabeleland South. And then we have one teacher training college in Matabeleland South, Gwanda Zintech College. And that college recruits 80% people that do not speak local languages. End of their training, the same teachers are deployed into Matabeleland School. They come from provinces outside Matabeleland. They speak predominantly Shona. They are deployed into schools that hardly even know a word, I mean, or a Shona word. The teacher has to teach grade 1, 2, and grade 3. Already that is a recipe for disaster. When that child gets to grade 7, half of the stuff that the child should have learned by the time they get to grade 7 will have been lost because it was taught to them in the language that they did not understand. Similarly, the teachers fail to understand the children because the children respond in the language that the teacher does not understand. It is now so predominant in Matabeleland that you speak to someone and the first thing that you are told by that person is,
Mr. Mafa, looking at this issue at a college level, what exactly is going on?
There is no one answer to that. There are multiple answers, but there is a core reason why the very speaking teacher, two student teachers in these various colleges. If you went to Nkai, you will find out their secondary school is still in upper top. There's no laboratory facilities. There's no mathematics teachers. So this has retarded educational progress in those areas. You go to Plumtree, you find the same scenario of lack of qualified teachers, teachers again who don't speak their local languages. When they write the national examinations, you always expect a chain of D's. And because certain subjects like mathematics, science, geography, our children after A level and after O level, they cannot qualify to enter NAS. They cannot qualify to enter college, teachers and colleges.
Mr. Maduma, as you pointed out earlier, there is a number of languages that are spoken, and the issue of non-Ndebele speakers goes deeper, as of course others or parents and other community leaders are saying. There is also in the region an issue of teaching in local languages included in Kalanga, Venda, Tonga. What exactly are people saying on the ground in regards to that issue?
We cannot be saying we are fair if we fight against the Shona dominance and promote the very dominance. What we are saying is, if in Plumtree speak Kalanga, if in Beitbridge speak Venda, that's what we are saying. We are not saying Ndebele is the language. No.
And Mr. Mafa, going forward, what can be done to alleviate and better this situation?
The first thing is to conceptualize the problem faced by the people of the southern region of Zimbabwe. The second one is to accept this decision. The third one is to implement the constitutional dispensation that languages are of equal value in this country. 16 of them are of equal value. And the last but not the least, parents should guide, career guidance. They should help their students, their pupils, their children to appreciate the so-called science subjects, mathematics, geography, and science.
Mr. Maduma, end here with you. The same question, what can be done in the nearest future?
All we need is just equal recognition.